So what year did you leave Stowe?
I left Stowe after I was divorced from Henry. I built my own house over on West Hill. And I was there until 1980 when I moved down to Dorset.
Do you know what that street address would have been on West Hill? What was the street address, do you remember, on West Hill, your home there?
I called it Beaver Hollow, but it was up at the top of the hill there. We didn't have numbers at that point on there.
So what year then did you sell that home? And
I moved down to Dorset in 80. I sold the home pretty quickly, 10 acres, and some people moved in who were there until, I think, a year or so ago. I'm not sure they're not still there. I think they sold. I'm not sure, though. It's still there. That house is still there.
So how was it when you moved to Dorset? I mean, it's a similar type of community as Stowe in some ways. I mean, it's an affluent community. I mean, how did that compare to Stowe for you at that time after being in Stowe for 40 years?
Well, I moved to Dorset because I had family there. That was why I moved down there. And so Dorset was, in a way, comparable to Stowe, except it didn't have skiing. It grew about the same, grew a little earlier than Stowe, and it sort of outgrew itself. And actually, I think now Dorset has trouble keeping alive in winter because there isn't any skiing, and they're far enough away from the skiing that people are less inclined to stay there for the winter. I had a chat with Barrow's House owners a couple of weeks ago, and she said there's just nothing going on here in winter. The theater doesn't even do too well in winter. So